All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Earl and his companions, and protect his Muslim nation from that which he feared for it. Thereafter, zakah is one of the most important matters in Islam. As was mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet, the zakah is one of the five matters in which Islam is based. Ibn Hibban narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam what means, Allah damns the one who consumes the usurious gain, riba, the one who gives them, and the one who does not pay zakah. The one who abstains from paying the obligatory zakah commits an enormous sin. Zakah is only obligatory in these following matters: on camel, cattle, sheep and goats, on dates, raisins and staple crops, on gold, silver, golden and silver ores, and golden and silver treasure troves called rikaz in Arabic, on trade articles, and the zakah of fitr. All other owned items are not subject to zakah. Hence, there is no zakah on the house rented out, or owned land, or cars kept for other than trading. Animals such as horses and poultry are not subject to zakah. Factory machines used to produce certain products are excluded from zakah. According to Abu Hanifa, paper and metallic money, that is coins, which are used as currency, are subject to zakah. Camels are subject to zakah regardless of their kind. Cattles are subject to zakah, including all kinds of cows and water buffaloes. Finally, sheep and goats are also subject to zakah. Dates are subject to zakah. The owner of the palm trees waits until the dates are dry before paying zakah. Similarly, the owner of grapevines waits until the grapes turn into raisins before paying the due zakah. As to the rest of the fruits, there is no zakah on them in their own right. Additionally, staple crops are subject to zakah. These include grains that provide sustenance to the body, like wheat, barley, corn, rice, lentils, and chickpeas. Gold and silver in all forms are subject to zakah, including currency, jewelry, ores, or treasure troves. Trade articles are also subject to zakah. Trade articles are articles purchased to be sold for profit, with the purpose of purchasing other articles to be sold for profit, and so on. The fitr zakah is due on every Muslim who is alive for a part of Ramadan and a part of Shawwal. The due zakah for each is one sa'. It is an obligation upon the Muslim to pay the due zakah for himself and his Muslim dependents if, on the day of Eid and the night after it, one has enough to meet his debts, clothing, lodging and sustenance, and the sustenance of those whom one must support. For all types of zakah, the intention is obligatory upon setting one's zakah aside. Zakah must be paid to the Muslims who meet the requirements among the 8 categories deserving of zakah. The 8 categories deserving of zakah are as follows. Number 1, the fuqara. That is, those who are poor and who earn less than half of their basic needs. The second one, al-masakeen, those who are poor and who earn half or more, yet less than what meets all their basic needs. The third one, al-aminun alayha, the zakah workers who are assigned by the caliph. The fourth, al-mu'allafatu qulubuhum, these are the new converts to Islam whose hearts are to be reconciled. The fifth, al-riqab, the slaves who are short in satisfying their contract for purchasing their freedom from their owners. The sixth, al-gharimun, those who are unable to pay their debts. Number 7, fi sabilillah, the volunteer fighters. And there is a misconception here where a lot of people think fi sabilillah means any charitable project, and this is an incorrect translation. And the last one, number 8, ibn al-sabil, that is the traveller who is unable to financially reach their destination. It is neither permissible nor valid to pay zakah to other than these 8 types of people specifically mentioned. This is why it is not valid to pay zakah as funding for any charitable project, such as building a mosque or the like. It is not permissible to pay zakah to any member of the Hashim or Al-Muttalib clan. Hashim and Al-Muttalib were brothers, the sons of Abdul Manaf, one of the great grandfathers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah knows best.